It was now about 3 o'clock in the morning, and Francis Macoma, who had been asleep a little while after, he had stopped thinking about the lion, wakened, and then slept again, woke suddenly, frightened in a dream of the bloody-headed lion standing over him, and listening while his heart pounded, he realized that his wife was not in the other cot in the tent. He lay awake with that knowledge for 2 hours. At the end of that time, his wife came into the tent, lifted her mosquito bar, and crawled cozily into bed. "Hello," she said. "Are you awake? Where have you been?" "I just went out to get a breath of air."
"You did, like hell."
"What do you want me to say, darling? Where have you been?"
"Out to get a breath of air."
"That's a new name for it. You are a bitch."
"Well, you're a coward."
"All right," he said. "What of it?"
"Nothing, as far as I'm concerned. But please, let's not talk, darling, because I'm very sleepy."
"You think that I'll take anything?"
"I know you will, sweet."
"Well, I won't."
"Please, darling, let's not talk. I'm so very sleepy."
"There wasn't going to be any of that. You promised there wouldn't be."
"Well, there is now," she said sweetly.
"You said if we made this trip that there would be none of that. You promised."
"Yes, darling. That's the way I meant it to be. But the trip was spoiled yesterday. We don't have to talk about it, do we?"
"You don't wait long when you have an advantage, do you?"
"Please, let's not talk. I'm so sleepy, darling."
"I'm going to talk."
"Don't mind me then, because I'm going to sleep."
And she did.
At breakfast, they were all three at the table before daylight, and Francis Macoma found that, of all the many men that he hated Robert Wilson the most.
"Sleep well?" Wilson asked in his throaty voice, filling a pipe. "Did you?"
"Topping," the white hunter told him.
"You bastard," thought Macoma. "You insolent bastard."
"So she woke him when she came in," Wilson thought, looking at them both with his flat, cold eyes.
"Well, why doesn't he keep his wife where she belongs? What does he think I am? A bloody plaster saint? Let him keep her where she belongs. It's his own fault."
"Do you think we'll find buffalo?" Margot asked, pushing away a dish of apricots.
"Chance of it," Wilson said and smiled at her. "Why don't you stay in camp?"
"Not for anything," she told him.
"Why not order her to stay in camp?" Wilson said to Macoma.
"You order her," said Macoma coldly.
"Let's not have any ordering, nor," turning to Macoma, "any silliness, Francis," Margot said, quite pleasantly.
"Are you ready to start?" Macoma asked.
"Any time," Wilson told him.
"Do you want the Memsahib to go?"
"Does it make any difference whether I do or not?"
"The hell with it," thought Robert Wilson. "The utter, complete hell with it. So this is what it's going to be like. Well, this is what it's going to be like then."
"Makes no difference," he said.
You sure you wouldn't like to stay in camp with her yourself and let me go out and hunt the buffalo? Makoma asked.
Can't do that, said Wilson. Wouldn't talk rot if I were you.
I'm not talking rot.
I'm disgusted.
Bad word, disgusted.
Francis, will you please try to speak sensibly? His wife said.
I speak too damn sensibly, Makoma said.
Did you ever eat such filthy food?
Something's wrong with the food? Asked Wilson quietly.
No more than with everything else.
I'd pull yourself together, Ladybuck, Wilson said very quietly. There's a boy waits at table that understands a little English.
The hell with him.
Wilson stood up and, puffing on his pipe, strolled away, speaking a few words in Swahili to one of the gun bearers who was standing waiting for him. Makoma and his wife sat on at the table. He was staring at his coffee cup.
If you make a scene, I'll leave you, darling, Margot said quietly.
No, you won't.
You can try it and see.
You won't leave me.
No, she said. I won't leave you, and you'll behave yourself.
Behave myself? That's a way to talk. Behave myself.
Yes, behave yourself.
Why don't you try behaving?
I've tried it so long, so very long.
I hate that red-faced swine, Makoma said. I loathe the sight of him.
He's really very nice.
Oh, shut up, Makoma almost shouted. Just then, the car came up and stopped in front of the dining tent, and the driver and the two gun bearers got out. Wilson walked over and looked at the husband and wife sitting there at the table.
Going shooting? He asked.
Yes, said Makoma, standing up. Yes.
Better bring a woolly.
It will be cool in the car, Wilson said.
I'll get my leather jacket, Margot said.
The boy has it, Wilson told her. He climbed into the front with the driver, and Francis Makoma and his wife sat, not speaking, in the back seat.
Hope the silly beggar doesn't take a notion to blow the back of my head off, Wilson thought to himself. Woman, a nuisance on safari.